Hats and roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Colored ponies, crisp apple strudel, doorbells, sleigh bells, schnitzels and noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose.
Happy New Year, everybody. New Year is just a little bit away, and I don't know how many years in a row we can do this. I should have checked. My old friend Keith Covington's in the house, used to own the Haven.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Good to have you here, Keith. Happy New Year to you.
It's good to be back. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're looking good?
I'm feeling great.
You look great. You do. It's been a while since you look really good.
Yeah.
There is life after, right?
There's a whole
lot of life. So, yeah. And you brought us Johnny Hartman. I love Johnny Hartman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Johnny Hartman's always been one of my favorites, and this song is so playful that you could play it in the middle of the summer, and it still feels good. You know, it gets your feet tapping, and it gets you ready for New Year's Eve. So.
It is. This is good. So if y'all are getting dressed right now or, you know, having a drink, just getting ready to roll out for the evening, or maybe just staying home and chilling.
Right.
So, folks, let's hear a little bit of Johnny Hartman, and we'll come right back.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt in the spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and I don't feel bad. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm remember my favorite things, and I don't feel so bad.
Keep coming. So here it is. Remember the time at the Haven when I brought Yuri Temirkanov, the symphony conductor?
It was great.
That was a great night.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You know, the musicians, they kind of froze up. They were a little hesitant.
They were nervous.
The maestro was there.
You
know, they didn't really cut loose and swing. They wanted to be more technical.
Which is what he wanted, because he loves jazz.
Yeah, yeah. But we eased him out of that, and everybody had a great time.
It was a good night. It was a really good night.
I'll never forget his fur coat, though.
That fur coat, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, man. It was nice.
Yeah, he styles. He does style.
Yes, he does.
He told me a story once. He said, he was also the conductor of the Rome Symphony Orchestra. And he told me about how bad, he said there was one of the worst orchestras he ever conducted. I said, well, Yuri, then why are you working, you know, why are you doing it if you hate the orchestra, if you think they're such bad musicians? He said, it's Italy, it's Rome. The food.
Hey,
there you go.
Yeah, so, yeah, we got to eat, and it will motivate you to do things.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So what do we have next sliding up here?
I decided that, you know, we're going to do a lot of toe-tapping and dancing and prepping.
It's New Year's Eve.
You know,
yes.
While we're getting ready for the night's festivities. And Kermit Ruffin came to mind. Has nothing to do with David Ruffin. Kermit is a trumpeter out of New Orleans, and this is from his Have a Crazy Cool Christmas album, which, interestingly enough, for me anyway, that was the title of one of Babs Gonzalez's Christmas tunes.
Uh-huh.
So the whole album is terrific, and thought this Christmas would get you started. We're gonna do some Christmas tunes.
Why not? We're still in the season.
It's gonna jazz out though. So you'll be fine with this. So Kermit Ruffin.
Here we go. Keith, I love this New Orleans sound.
Hey, well, you know,
trombones blowing, the wind instruments is blowing it out.
Yeah, yeah, and the tuba serving at the bass. It's a wonderful thing. I like this. I like this a lot.
I like New Orleans sounds coming out, blues or jazz. There's something powerful to it. I was just wondering this. What were you just listening to now?
That was Kermit Ruffin, This Christmas.
Was he with Dirty Dozen?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I tried to look up some trombone shorty. I was hoping that he would do some Christmas stuff, but I couldn't find it. You know. But what I did find was some Wynton Marsalis. Oddly enough, this is my first time hearing it. Was this week, and it was recorded back in 98. So I'm a little late. And I've always been a snob about Wynton anyway. It's like, oh, who is this guy? but I had to grow up, and thank God I did. And now I'm a fan and supporter of his form of arts.
He's amazing what he's done for the arts, too. I mean, he's really dedicated to more than just his music, getting it out there, working with young people and and all the rest. Is this the album called Crescent City Christmas Card?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we'll start with... Sleigh Bell Ride, and it's going to feature or Sleigh Ride, excuse me, and it's going to feature John Hendricks from Lambrick, Hendricks and Ross.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Lambrick, Hendricks and Bavon? Just before that?
Yes.
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 Show my age, brother. Show my age.
Yeah, and any time that you can hear guys like John Hendricks, you know, you put it on. You know, you see the name, just put it on and learn something.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the fathers of vocalese. He was always a big hero of mine as a kid, as well as guys like Oscar Brown Jr. And you'll hear a little bit of Oscar in this particular tune as well. So, Sleigh Ride, Wynton Marsalis.
Let's hit it.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo! Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding Wonderland of Snow. Yup, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. And cuddled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing another chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print, like a real life. These wonderful things are the things we'll remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ting, ting, tingling. Come on, it's lovely weather, folks. Stay right together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo! Oh, it's lovely weather, folks. Stay right together with you.
Man, I mean, he must be like, he's like 90, right?
Yeah, he's in the upper 80s.
I mean, so he's probably pushing. He was in the late 80s when he cut this.
Right, right.
Still got the chops.
And he's still doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, he's working with his daughter from time to time as well. So he's keeping it alive. He's keeping it real.
I mean, how strong his voice sounds for an older guy. It's
right.
Really...
Right.
Wow, he's kept that instrument rolling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had a chance to meet him once as well. He's a really nice
really?
Guy.
Mm-hmm. I remember him so. I remember that crew so well in the early 60s.
Yeah.
You know, seeing him in New York play. Yeah. Oh, my God, when I was a kid.
And again, the manner of dress then was impeccable.
Clean.
You know, yes, indeed.
Brother was clean all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
See, back in the day, even the hoodlums were clean.
Right.
You know?
Right. Starch collar about 3.5 inches
yeah,
high.
Yeah, man. The broke ends had to be all polished up and wide cuffs and pleats.
Yep. I hope it comes back. At some point, you know, they say everything comes back.
So I hope y'all going to look good when you go out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Pull those pants up and have a good time. Must be showing my age there, I guess.
No, but you're right. You're right. You know, and, you know, again, all the music we're going to play is about getting dressed, getting you prepped, getting you ready.
Yeah, listen, dance around the house, listen to this.
Yeah.
Put my clothes on. Yeah. Absolutely. This is great.
All right.
So we're going to continue on with some more Winton?
Yeah, we got a couple of more Winton tunes off the same album, Crescent City Christmas Card. And this one is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And it's a short tune, but it's fun. It's bouncy, and it gets you going.
All right.
Yeah, I thought you would like that one. Yeah, I hope everybody out there enjoyed that as well.
This is beautiful. So that's interesting. So for a long time you thought Winton was what?
Well, I thought he was rather snobbish and...
aloof?
Aloof, and he came off as a kind of rude. But it was for me to catch up to, and, you know, I did, you know, because I was deeply rooted in bebop and swing. But not New Orleans type swing, and,
right.
And never really paying attention to the real roots. And it took a while, but I'm there. Forgive me, please.
So, did you ever watch Tremé?
No.
Seen that yet?
No.
The new David Simon thing about New Orleans?
No. How is it?
It's actually really good. It's very different than what he did with The Wire. It's more about people who are. Struggling to keep control of their culture and come back post-Katrina. And it's a much different kind of vibe than The Wire.
No.
It's interesting.
No, you know, I've missed that. But I tell you what, since my semi-retirement or whatever you want to call it, I've been watching Gunsmoke.
Now, the old Gunsmoke? From the 50s?
Gunsmoke, period, because I never had a chance to watch TV. I was working odd hours and going to school and, you know, then, you know, the bar business, I never had a chance to watch it. So it's all new to me, all brand
Matt
new.
Matt Dillon and Chester?
Yeah.
Miss Kitty?
Yeah. And Doc. Don't forget Doc.
And Doc.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you like it?
I love it. Yeah. I'll be home today.
Catch another episode?
Starting at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 7, I'm home watching Gunsmoke.
Oh, this is not tapes. This is...
No, this is on TV. This is on some Western channel. You know, I don't even pay attention to what channel it is, but I know it's Gunsmoke on 160. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So where do you want to take us now? We have a... we're just going to hang out with Wynton for a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, we could. We got time. We got a long list to go through.
We do. We're going to take this. This one might actually take us out to break and come back with
your
new stuff that you have. My God, you have a lot coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. So this is, again, off the Crescent City Christmas card, Wynton Marsalis's version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
I'm here with Keith Covington, old friend. He used to run the Haven. Now he just runs his own life.
No, actually, my grandkids run my life.
That's true. That's a good thing, though, man.
I got to tell you what they are, what they call me.
What do they call you?
It's, okay, let me get it all straight.
Go ahead.
It's Grandpa Mac Daddy. Well, excuse me.
Grandpa Mac Daddy.
No. Grandpa Count Mac Daddy Pirate. So... Yeah, Count for the jazz, Mac Daddy for the old pictures with, you know, the Superfly outfits. Yeah, I had all
I'm
that.
Sure, I know you did, man. I know you did.
And the big afro. Count Mac Daddy. What is it? Count Mac Daddy. Pirate, because I used to own a boat and wear an earring. Yeah, that's it.
And you still wear the earring.
Yes.
That's right. All right. Wynton Marsalis will take us to break. Let It Snow. Let It Snow. Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Fairly on High.
Yeah. And it's from the album.
Oh, by the way, for those just tuning in, Happy New Year, everybody. And that other voice you hear is Keith Covington.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Back here for, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, for 8, 9, long time.
Yeah. Who's counting?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We done logged another one in.
That's it.
But this is from the Christmas album, Christmas with the George Shearing Quintet. So, and again, it's music to get dressed by. Get ready for New Year's Eve.
Oh, it is. This is great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Old school stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to drop it way old school in a few minutes.
I can see. We won't tell them. We'll just sneak up on it with them.
Yeah.
And come. This is some good stuff you brought us. So let's, I don't know. We have another George Shearing after this, right?
Yeah.
The Snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But let's let our listeners hang out and listen to a little George Shearing for a second, and we'll come back. Shoes and socks on. I guess you're getting the clothes on bit by bit here.
Yeah.
That's the evening. Whatever it is you're wearing.
Well, maybe nothing at all.
Hey, man, if you're lucky.
It's going to be that kind of evening, right? Yeah.
You don't have to go out?
Not at all.
At least, I think most of our New Year's in the last bunch of years at home.
Well, after running for so many years, I've spent the last two at home, and they've been enjoyable. You know, it's okay. Yeah, it's great.
It is good. Well, you used to run the club. You were open New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah. That was the one day of the year where you were allowed to stay open for 24 hours. And at that 23rd hour, it showed. You were kind of out of it. It was a long, long day. And for the first many years, it was quite successful. You know, people were coming out in groves, and environments change, people change, and
things happen.
Right, people started staying home, and I would refer to it as amateur night. You know, no disrespect to anybody. Thank you for showing up and supporting us, but you would only see these people once a year, and it was really, really interesting. And they would be dressed to the nines, and they'd be ready to go. And that was their one big night out, so you worked hard to make it special for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You did a good job. It was fun. It was a good club when you had it.
Yeah. It was, I did my best.
You did a good job, man. Yeah. So we have a little bit more George sharing a shorter piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a short piece, Snowfall.
Well, I think that's not George Shearing.
No, it's Eric Reed, but it's cool. Yeah.
So, yeah, went to Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had George Shearing was going to be Snowfall.
Right.
So,
right.
Followed up a little.
Went to Wonderland, but it's cool. It still works.
It does work. I love Eric Reed. I haven't listened to Eric Reed in a long time. A long, long time.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to work with him, many years ago.
At the Haven?
Yeah, really nice guy, unpretentious, very approachable, friendly, and did his thing, and a good time was had by all.
That's good. Let's listen to Eric Reed.
Yeah, so again, that was Eric Reed, and that's from his album, Christmas Magic, and the whole album just swings like that, incredible player.
Well, he is, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen him in public play, though. Mm-hmm. I've only heard his...
Yeah, yeah. We had him that one time so many years ago, and it was a great show.
Yeah, we had a lot of name shows there over the years.
We had a really strong run at one point where mm-hmm. we were catching people just before they crest, just before they went over the big time jazz hill, and we would grab them, we would showcase them, and it's really interesting to see and their names appearing on albums with masters, and it's fun to know that you had a little bit of something to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave him some gas money in a chicken box or something.
Yeah. It used to make food, but not all the time.
Right. People weren't willing to buy it all the time. Yeah, they would wait for the free food. So what do you do? What do you do? We did a lot of things right, and some things we just couldn't get right, and that was one of them.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, well, let's see what we're going to slide into now. You want to...
Let's...
Little Dinah?
Yeah, let's go into some Dinah Washington. Again, this is New Year's Eve, and it's Resolution Blues. And it's from an album that's called Ain't It a Merry Day.
I bet you don't keep resolutions anymore, do you? Or make resolutions, I mean to say. Do you make resolutions?
No, I never kept them. I quit that.
Yeah, me too. See what Donna has to tell us.
I told you this morning, baby, that I had the resolution blues. Yes, I told you this morning, baby, I had the resolution blues. You're first on my list, so you can do just what you choose. Well, I'm gonna leave you, baby, and there's no need for you to cry. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, baby, for you to cry. Your acting's got me buggy, and I'm going to tell you why. I send you after butter, then you'll swear I want it lard. I can't seem to figure what makes your big fat head so hard. If I had my way about it, I'd tie you up in a sack. And paid to have you thrown in the river to make sure you wouldn't come back. Say you try to act refined, but I just can't see how. You should be somewhere in the country pulling a big old rusty plow. 'Cause you're a hard-hearted man, and I'm fed up with the things you do. Yes, I'm cutting out from you.
Yeah, Donna Washington.
Donna Washington.
Queen of the blues.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
It was, that was back in the day when being country meant something.
Yeah.
You're country.
Yeah. And, there are two women here in Baltimore, too. Vocalists that can really belt it out. And if you all have an opportunity to catch them, you should. One is Tracy Cabine, and the other is Sheila Ford. When they go into the Donna Washington modes, they're right there. You know, they got it. So support them. Listen. Find them.
They've played at your club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And other clubs around town as well.
Right. I remember mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. And the counter, while I was putting this together, I'm thinking, okay, she laid it out for all the men.
But she did.
Yeah, so we had to counter that with uh-huh. a little something for the women. And
can't let women have her day, man?
They got every day. So I went with Johnny Otis Orchestra, and Johnny was famous for finding Little Esther Phillips.
Yes, and, right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
you'll hear a little bit of that in the background.
Well, she's in this cut?
Yeah, you're going to hear. Happy New Year, baby.
All right, here we go. Johnny Otis.
Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year, nothing. The way you treated me last year wasn't nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, John. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too. Stop my ballyhooing, yes, and mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I'll even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Me sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you.
Johnny Otis. You know, it's about Johnny Otis.
Happy New Year, Daddy.
Johnny Otis was, you know, born in Berkeley. And he grew up in a black neighborhood. And he had this famous quote, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. He said, in America, he figured he could choose whether he wanted to be white or black. He chose to be black, even though he was Greek. He said, I'm black. And he said, that's who I am. And mm-hmm. he just made his decision. That's where his life was going to be.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out for him. Yeah. You know, I used to...
His son, Sugar Otis, was good for a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to host part of a Big Jim's show, Turning Back the Hands of Time, on Saturday mornings. And Jim was gracious enough to let me come in, and I would play about an hour's worth of the jump blues, things like this. And I loved it. I had a ball. And people would call the show, and they were amazed, or at least seemed to be, that I was the age I was and, you know, knew that type of music. But I would spend a week putting together an hour's worth of music.
Well, look, man, every time we do this, I know that you spend time really thinking this through and you don't just slap this together.
Yeah, well.
It's not your style.
Yeah, thank you.
Not your style.
Yeah.
And we're going way back again.
Yeah. Let's change up a little bit if we could. Okay. And we're going to save that one for closing.
You want to save, okay.
Yeah. And let's go to Etta Jones, who was always a favorite in Baltimore with the Left Bank Jazz Society. Houston.
Right.
So it came upon a midnight clear, and it's from Christmas Song album featuring the Ray Brown Trio.
Midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from an angel's bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on heaven's all gracious king. Oh, the world in solemn stillness lay, to hear the angels sing.
You know, here it is, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We got like three, four minutes left in the show here with you.
All right.
It's always good, Keith Covington, to have you in the house. Mm-hmm. Always great to have you here.
And it's always great to be here.
It's really good to see you, man. But see, we cannot let a year go by like this. This time we saw each other was this time last year, I thought.
True.
You know?
True. Yeah. I'll get out. You know, this is one of the few times that I cross the city line anymore. But it's well worth it. And again, thank you. And Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody out there.
Happy New Year to you too, brother, and all of yours.
Yes.
And we're going to go out and leave you a Happy New Year's, and we'll be going out this with...
Sonny Till and the Orioles.
Old school.
Yeah.
Enjoy Sonny Till. Stay tuned. We're going to come right back with Guillermo Brown. So be with us. We'll be right back.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms are holding you so tight, when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in a new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of the thousand invitations you receive, well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you?